One in faith and one in service, let God's people sing his praise. To the Lord of earth and heaven, hearts and hands and voices raised.
Good morning, good evening, good whatever time of day it is for you right now. I woke early today, so it's morning for me now, and I'm enjoying what that means, the awakening of a time, the coming into the world that, in the richest, most humbling sense, has really already begun its day. It's lifetime, coming forth from the hand who loves us and forms us. Dan Riley, coming into your life right now and welcoming you to just let your heart open to the wonderful images of coming awake, being alert, being called by name, and recognizing the voice of the one who calls us. If I was going to say a little bit about why we're here right now, I think it is that deep listening that brings us to be familiar, a member of the family, close to, intimate with the one who's calling us. This morning, the Alleluia verse for the gospel of the day from John 10, for me opens up a whole reflection that I found with John 10, 1 to 10, which had me decide it'd be great to take some time together. Again, whether this is your morning, noon, or night, Jesus calls out to us. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. There's so many different ways of knowing God, and for some of us, it's been a very painful journey at times. Not so much because God stirs the pain, but in our own confusion and desire to let each other know, we sometimes disguise God unintentionally, or tell stories, or pretend God to be a certain person for our own purposes. This story in John is such an incredible exposure of Jesus himself, and then for us as well. Here is the Lord, as we would Christians know, and from our Hebraic tradition. This is the God of heaven and earth saying, amen, 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 I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. I'm not sure. I don't know other traditions well enough, but I don't mean to compete here. And this is part of our problem in the world, but I'm not sure who else says I'm a gate for you. There's this doorway openness, but not only of space and we would say thing, but I am the gate, the great I am, that rises up in John's gospel that comes from our heritage from all time, is now an openness of a gate, a voice, an invitation. He walks ahead of us into this day, this time, calls us by name, and we as we become familiar with him, listen and hear his voice and have a deep sense of Christ, light, freedom, we follow. Not aimlessly or out of fear at all, not out of conformity or the desire to please, but because one loves us. And we recognize this, we know again that this one loves us, this God who calls out to us today. Rising up now and seeing my friend Mike Fenn head out for a walk or a hike as he joins us in our life here, Jesus says, I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I sit on a hillside as spring comes to us here and thinking that appeal, the wonderful gift of and longing for and call out of springtime isn't only on the hills or in the valleys here today, but it is within our very lives. And the great promise of more abundant, that God came in Christ so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Fear, sense of scarcity that might wake us in anxiety, brings us to a consolation as we wake today or other times. Awake not so much to the time of day, the hour, but the newness of day, now, even if it's night. even if your time for meditating or drawing aside or sitting, breathing, is a dark hour of the day, it's full of light. It's a gate, it's an entranceway. And not just, again, an entrance, but a voice calling out. And John says in his gospel, the sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, but they will not follow a stranger. John 10, 1 to 10, and in these internal verses of this passage, is so intimate in it and talks about the deep human dynamic. Maybe it's a dynamic of all creatures that in this lack of fear and familiarity, recognition of voice and feeling of presence, we begin to follow. We're beyond our practice now, our habit. I'm not just sitting in a chair or on a pillow. My mantra goes out my mind and the mandala before me is not preoccupying because we're entering into the gate. And we've been joined and conjoined, the one who is life for all creation. Yes, and beyond name, the name Christ for me is a rich one because it means anointing, not in an anonymous way, but immediately brings us into the oil of gladness, for you and I are anointed. We're anointed in our very being made, for God lifted us up and held us, touched us, anointed us, and now calls us. So I welcome you into the abundance of life and the abundance of this time, and you and I walking through this gate, alone, solitary, and together, might in our familiarity with the one who calls us feel familiar family with one another. And that we might only not long for now the abundance of life, ourselves, but we might live for one another. This comes with the voice who calls, the one who is life for all of us. And so we might pause now in our leisure and have that deep felt sense of that rising of that voice. This is the Ruach of all creation that calls us to life. As we take some time in reflection and hear from Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. And so we take time in that wonderful, abiding, loving presence in this stillness of being.
One in faith and one in service, let God's people sing his praise. To the Lord of earth and heaven, hearts and hands and voices raised. Word of Christ, the world's Redeemer, rich in mercy, truth, and grace. In God's kingdom, love shall triumph, peace and justice.